Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Tonight, I got my man Raj Hills going to be in the building. So, of course, we want you to holler at us, get in your questions, thoughts, and concern to me. You can hit me up at smoothdrama.com if you got a, something you want to say. You can email me. I might answer your email back. I'm kind of cool like that, so I probably will. But if you want to call into the show, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. And tonight, of course, I got my man Raj Hills in the building. And, we cool, even though he a Miami Heat fan. I ain't gonna hate on him for it, even though it's the Miami Heat. Anyway, speaking of not hating on, even though I am going to hate on it, Charles Manson is getting married. He's like 80 years old. Most folks don't know who Charles Manson is now. You know the whispers of the name, whatever. Charles Manson is the guy that had all the crazy hippies back in the, I want to say the 70s, killing folks, late 60s, early 70s, killing folks. Some helter-skelter, kill everybody because it was kind of cool. Anyway, this old serial-killing bastard, 80 years old, getting married to, let me say her name just in case somebody else is trying to holler at her. You'll know that she is really, really crazy, and she ain't the one to be fooled with. Afton is her name. And I'm like, wow, somebody is going to marry this cat. And I'm trying to figure out why, but I guess it doesn't really matter. She is marrying this guy, and they're not going to be able to, do anything but touch each other, get a hug in. Afton Burton is her name. They can hug each other, and they're allowed up to 10 guests from outside the prison. Like, he got any friends that are serial killers that are still alive? I guess maybe he got some friends in the joint, but they're not from outside the prison. So I'm guessing if she got 10 crazy homegirls that's looking to hook up with other serial killers, they'll come in there. It'd be like a whole crazy woman serial killer party. And they get the two additional guests from inside the prison. No outside photography will be allowed. And because Mr. Manson is still serving that life sentence, they won't be allowed conjugal visits even when they're married. But he's 80. There's got to be some strong Viagra. But whatever. Yeah, Charles Manson getting married. I don't know. Does that say that? I hope this chick, Afton Burton, is actually writing a book. Because if she's writing a book, because she say she wants to get him off saying that he had nothing to do with the 7th-8 LaBianca murders, that he was convicted of masterminding. So, please. Let her be writing that book, because if she's not writing the book, then you got issues. But I guess any woman that's looking to hook up with dudes in jail, yeah, they probably got issues. Not unlike the woman who was wearing the I Love Crystal Meth t-shirt. Deborah Delane Asher, she was busted for trafficking methamphetamine while wearing the I Love Crystal Meth t-shirt. Now, yeah, you have to be really, really, really dumb to wear an I Love Crystal Meth t-shirt and be trafficking it at the same time. But I guess when you're on crystal meth, you're probably not thinking all that well. So... Deborah Delane Asher, good job. She was caught with 3.37 grams of crystal meth and a set of digital scale. So she was making it happen with that t-shirt on. Oh man, it just makes you wonder sometimes. It makes you wonder. I don't know. And thinking of making you wonder, there's a guy, and you know me, I like to play the racial sweepstakes. It was Ernesto McLeod, black man, who he was a deputy. He's working a burglary, and when they reviewed the surveillance tape, this fool is stealing DVDs out the store. I'm like, man, come on. Don't you know the game? You know they're going to look at the surveillance. At least pull the tape. Cut the cameras off. Then go steal. How you a cop and don't? Anyway, I hope it was a good DVD. Because... cost you your job. It better be the best DVD out there. Because that was not smart at all. You know, it just... And speaking of not smart, I got to give a shout out. You know how I love reverends here. The Reverend Dr. James Manning of the Harlem Atla Missionary Church. He's kind of crazy. I guess he really, really, really don't like gay people. He started off by saying Starbucks is ground zero for Ebola. And and this was after Starbucks, I guess they did their first lesbian gay commercial starring Bianca Del Rio and Adore Delano of RuPaul's Drag Race. I've never watched it. I've never really gotten into racing or drag racing, any of that. NASCAR is not for me. Anyway, he released a video in which he claimed that Starbucks has been using sodomite semen in their flavored coffee drinks. He states that, and I'm saying his words. This is his words, James Manning. He says, Starbucks is a place where these types frequent and a lot of body fluids are exchanged there. But the thing that I was not aware of is that there's been information that has been released. What Starbucks was doing is they were taking specimens of male semen and they were putting it in the blends of their lattes. Now, this is the absolute truth. Per James Manning of the Atla Missionary Church in Harlem. I just want to know who goes to this man's church. Y'all giving him money? I'm like, he says sodomite semen. I mean, so they got all Starbucks, they got dudes in the back just and they got must have a lot of dudes, a bunch of productive guys where they can just like they can just sit there and they can fill up all the lattes at Starbucks. Anyway, that's nasty. James Manning, you crazy. That's all I can say. You are really, really crazy. And anybody who goes to his church, you crazy too. You probably need some help. If you giving this man money and you going to his church, because if he can preach you that sodomite semen and Starbucks is ground zero for Ebola, hey, more power to y'all, I guess. But as always, you know, I'm always amazed at crazy folk and the things that they do. And I thought that I had heard it all, but I hadn't. Just the craziest thing, there's a show called Eaten Alive, and it's a special that's supposed to be coming out on December 7th, where filmmaker Paul Rizzoli, he's going to cover himself in pig blood so he can be swallowed by an anaconda. And I guess he's got on a special suit, a special protective suit. And, you know, he's in the clip talking about, yeah, you got to go head first. And, you know, I guess he's tethered to some rope, but not just in case the snake don't want to let him go so they pull him out. And, of course, there are people who are concerned about the fate of the snake. And there's even a petition on change.org calling on Discovery to pull the plug, saying that this is animal abuse to the highest degree and absolutely disgusting and could kill the snake. Yeah. And I mean, I would say, yeah, that's kind of crazy. You shouldn't do that to a snake. But I'm stuck on the fact there's a grown man that wants to be eaten by a snake. And like I said, I don't like to do it, but I like to do it. We talk about the racial politics. It's like, you got to know when you hear stories like that, he would be of a certain descent. I ain't dissing. I'm just saying that's something certain people are interested in, being swallowed by snakes. Whole, alive. I mean, there's no protective suit that's gonna make me feel cool being approached, squeezed, and swallowed by an anaconda. I'm sorry. That's just, I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I don't understand these things and how they work. But, yeah. Paul Rizzoli, crazy. Not a guy I'm ever going to hang out with, because we know he's Looney Tunes and it don't make sense. And on that note, since we not making sense, I'm going to let my man Raj Hills try to make sense to me off his new single, Sense to Me.
Talk about you, jealous ass friends gon' sit around and mock you. That's just the best revenge. I'm shining. Rough lines discover that I'm a diamond. Priceless, timeless, but that I'm righteous. Haters don't pay them no mind, cause they mildly. Jumped off the frying pan into the flames. I'm hotter than with me, so they remember my name. Rise Hills, rising to the pinnacle. No ceiling, master P, I'm no limit, bro. Hate, love, trial, pain. Work, no sleep, I still made my way.
in the town. Why they trying to bring me down? Elevator, does that mean you go up? You got penthouse dreams, but your work still sucks. Hate me, said I'm getting ahead. How you gonna win a race when you sitting in the stand? I'm leaving this world the way I came in. By myself and pray to God, he forgives my sins. Love me or hate me, never gonna replace me. Hard work, you shaped me, you made me. ATM, I'm rewarded with cash. Lady Eagle, losing, I'm quick to do the math. Haters don't hate you, doing what they can't. The ones that love you take notes, they'll relate. Page of my book, chapter of my life. You conquer and divide, I conquer and multiply.
Let's go, man, we leaving now. Hard work complete up for me. I know they believe in now. So I can see the ground underneath my feet. It all makes sense to me.
Back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Rod Hills. Sense to me. Kind of banging. I might have moved a little bit while I was sitting down here. And anyway, without further ado, let's get the man on the call here. What's up, man? How you living?
Greetings. How are you doing tonight? I'm on my proper flow tonight. Now, what's good with you?
We're on our proper flow tonight. That's magnificent, sir.
You know, I just do what I do, you know, and just wanted to see how you guys are doing, you know.
You good, man. How you been?
I'm good, fam. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, although this is not a good NBA year for us.
Hey, I'm not going to, you know, feel too sorry for you. You know, you kind of rivals. I don't mind seeing y'all down in the depths. I'm not going to go against you, but, hey, I'm not going to feel sorry for you.
No, I understand, man. You know, I'm like, I just hope that we can get that number one pick, Khalil Okafor, in the
You know it's bad for you when you're up there looking for lottery picks. I ain't looking for no lottery picks. I'm hoping we sneak up on somebody, get to the finals, you know, at least the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, y'all ain't got y'all whole team hurt.
So yeah, I know.
It's a little different.
Yeah. You know, we got a couple people hurt, you know, but yeah, not as bad as y'all.
Yeah, it's kind of awful. But y'all don't know, I'm a Pacer fan, tried and true forever. And
yeah,
Rod is Miami Heat since the days of Alex Kessler and Ronnie Sykes.
Exactly. Diehard Heat fan. I don't mind LeBron. I left. You know, I'm D-Wade all day.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm guessing he's looking like, oh, my next super team ain't quite as super as he thought they were going to be.
Yeah, that's what I've been noticing. They haven't looked all that great to me.
Yeah, they're not looking great. I don't think they're going to be great either.
Nah, I don't think so either. So how's everything at the homestead? Everything good with you and, you know, musically and all of that stuff? I know you're always doing something. I'm going to be the host right now.
Well, you know, I'm trying to do it big like you. You know, you got the Superman Fly video, which, you know, of course you're doing what I always joke about you doing. You can't keep the shirt on the video.
The shirt's on for most of the video, you know.
Yeah, I know. You was getting your pack on, which you know. I'm gonna ask you, man, what's up with the Tupac movie?
Tupac movie. I'm still in limbo with it, but the good thing about that, though, you know, just to be considered for it is like been, that's been like a blessing and everything, and just for people to like get behind that, support it. Like, no, he's the one. I didn't have artists. I didn't have promoters, like, come out, different people. You know, and actors, as you see, we still got more interviews with actors coming out like, oh, he should be the one. But either way, I don't mind because it's helped put me in a position to put me in other people's eyes, even if I don't get it. But I feel like I am the best one for that role, but I don't mind if I don't, because I still got a lot of opportunities that came out of it. I mean, I did songs with the Outlaws, rocked on stage with Tupac's Outlaws. I mean, Quick had me come out and do Tupac for Power 106 and K-Day. You know, I did a lot, and there's still more to come. So even without the role, I'm put in a good position, you know. I had a chance with Capitol Records earlier, which trying to sign me at the beginning of this year before Universal bought them out. So it's a lot, you know. I'm set up in the best position of my lifetime right now as far as the music career, and I'm ready. I couldn't say that before. So I think the role and just people considering me, hearing my own music and, like, comparing me to Pac, but seeing that I have my own style, my own personality, I think it's been good for me.
All right. So speaking of which, talk about your new mixtape album.
Out is called World on Fire. It's been doing good, been doing great, been getting a lot of rave reviews. If some people don't know, my mixtape last year that came out, where I gave it up to Tupac, DJ Quick, Dr. Dre, Biggie, a bunch of people. I won Mixtape of the Year on one of the charts for that one, so that was good. So this is my mixtape where I just wanted to show people, you know, here I can make a complete album. It's kind of like a warm-up to what my real album would be and everything like that. So it's been doing good. I think it caught a lot of people off guard, like, oh, he can really do a whole thing. You know, I went and got all of the beats and everything like that. I wrote the track, decided to pick who I wanted on there. I didn't reach out for celebrity guests on this one, you know, like I did on a couple of features. I wanted the people to see I could do it on my own without a big name, you know.
And I wanted to talk to you about that. I mean, because, you know, a lot of folks look at it like, well, nowadays you got to have big names and, like you said, celebrity guests to be a real artist. I mean,
right.
And how do you feel about that?
I feel like that's good, I guess, if you try to make it off their name, or if it's for a complete, for your album. But I don't really want to make it off nobody's name. I mean, I've had DJ Quick vouch for me the most. If anybody hasn't seen that video, we got like 130,000 views on that one. But he let me remix him and Tupac's video. After he vouched for me and said all the stuff he said, I mean, if you've seen it or the people have seen it, knows what he said. And he hasn't did that for any artist before. I mean, we stopped the video, and it's at one point where it's like, I only fuck with Rod Chills because my bad. I'll mess with Rod Chills because he real and everything like that. He's like, he righteous. He ain't trying to be nobody else, you know. So for me to be able to do that and get that stamp of approval and get a stamp of approval by Tupac's closest group, the Outlaws, I mean, I'm not looking for that, you know, and everything. That stamp, it lets me know that they respect me and know I can stand on my own 2 feet. So the people that do try to just put other people out there, I don't really respect it as much. I want to hear more of them, and then here's just a few features on the album of some of the big names, not a whole album full of just big names, and you making it off of them, or you trying to sell your album off of them, because you're not really hearing your sound, you're not really hearing what you're about. So I didn't even ask DJ Quick, I didn't ask Sugar Free, I didn't ask any of my celebrity associates or friends to get on this one. I just told them straight. I let them know. I said I wanted to do it on my own, you know, so I could prove to people that I'm not tired of an artist. So a lot of stuff, you know, I did that on my own this year. So
I'm saying, ain't you the celebrity associate now?
Yeah, you know, that's what it is. That's what I'm hearing. it's still kind of hard for me to put myself in like a celebrity position. I see it now when I see people come up to me or when the contacts that I have, and then when I look at some of these interviews, and I'm like, damn, okay, I'm a peer now. You know, it's a little crazy, you know, because I'm striving for more than the position I'm at right now. You know, I know where I can be. I've got a taste of that last year, and got a taste of that by, you know, different companies coming up to me. But I like the company that I'm with right now, and I'm looking forward for the things that's gonna happen. You know,
who you with right now?
I'm not gonna say. You know what I found out over this past year is that it's a lot of people that are happy for you, and it's a lot of people that's not happy for you, and they get jealous and block you. And it's even some of the people you thought was close to you. And I don't want to let everybody know what's going on, but I just want to say it's a bunch of opportunity. People look at me and I got an ID deal stolen. I've got things where people, like I said, tried to block me. And I'm like, wow, you know, I thought you was in my corner. Or I thought, you know, associates, you would think that, you know, big time celebrities too, that are already out there, that kind of household names, you'd be like, okay, then they're not going to take from you, and they're not going to, you know, they're not just watching what you're doing.
They trying to hold on, know what you're talking about.
Right, exactly. So they watch your moves and watch what you're doing. And me, as quiet as kept, already tweeted out, and I just know that people watch me a lot now, so they want to see the next move I'm doing. So I found that out. It's the people that you wouldn't even think, and I don't want to name names, but it's big people and people that sometimes you don't even know. What's that?
Why you don't want to name names?
Because it's a learning experience. You know what I mean? It's a learning experience. There's some people that you didn't even think you was on their radar or you existed to them, and you find out that you did and everything, and then you're like, oh, wow. You know, well, you got that idea, or, you know, you get blocked in a circle.
You know, I do comics, and so when we're at comic book conventions and you got your books out, there's always so-called celebrities walking around looking to steal ideas.
Exactly.
That's what they do.
So, no, and it's the truth. So I found out, you know, hard way on some, and then other times I didn't. I just seen them do it with other people, and I was like, okay. But I learned a lot of lessons, and I learned some of the people that's supposedly trying to help you out sometimes, even if they're not celebrities, they had a motive. So I keep it a tight circle, especially recently over the last month. You know, I seen certain people's motives within, like I said, the last few months, especially with the Tupac movie, me being up for that, and just a bunch of different things. When you know, or you're friends with some certain celebrities,
how did they approach you on that? I mean, is that like one of the things, you just get the phone call, hey, why don't you come down and, you know, interview, you know, audition for the Tupac movie? How's that go?
You know what's so funny about that? I found out about the auditions through the Outlaws. They sent me a text and was like, here's the audition for the Tupac movie. They're looking for the lead. That's how I found out. That was in the beginning of the summer. I think it was Edie Amin, you know, who was like the closest to Tupac out of the Outlaws. He'd been with him since they was, you know, like they was kids and everything, back when, before Tupac did Me Against the World, you know, back when he did Strictly for My, you know, Ends and all that. So Edie sent me a text, and then who else? Young Noble sent me a text. So I hit him up, and it was already the first day of audition, but they knew who I was. It was funny. The lady already knew who I was, so I didn't actually have to go in there and audition. She just told me to send a monologue. They already had footage of me on certain things. So, you know, it was good, but that really started off, it happened, I would say, not this January, last January of 2013, when I was doing the tribute, when Quick was having me do the Tupac tribute, I didn't know it was already being set up, like, okay, this is the person that could play Tupac. I didn't know, because he wasn't telling me, and it was all new to me, you know, everything was going fast, but I didn't know that was already an audition, or people were already in the mix of having me as play Tupac, and I got a little bit afraid of that, but if I'd have known it was for the movie, I would have just pushed it more. But when I'm hearing people like, you are Tupac, you know, it was a little bit different. I didn't want to take that wrath. I didn't want people to think I was trying to be him, so I left that. But I would say it started last year, you know, when Quick put me out there to the world, like, okay, here's the next Tupac, or here's Tupac. He didn't even say it's the next Tupac. He told the radio, that's what scared me, when he said, I'm bringing Tupac back. Why can't you, you know, it was like in my head, I was like, why can't you just say, we're going to do a Tupac tribute or something. So then everybody came to the show expecting to see Tupac, and, you know, I got a little nervous.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's two ways to look at that, because, you know, the whole we bringing Tupac back, and as you know, there's always a line of folks who want to try to be what Tupac was instead of being themselves. I mean,
right.
It's a hard line to toe.
Exactly. So I understand why he did it, like, because it brings immediate publicity and attention to us and our movement we're doing. And he knew in his heart that Rodgers is trying to be Pac. Anybody that knows me knows that. So, but it would bring attention, like, But this guy, Charlie, probably then when they get to know me, be like, oh, this guy's got his own style. He's dope, you know. And I understood it. That was just a genius move on his part. Even if it threw me in the fire, I understood it afterwards.
Yeah, if you was trying to be Pac, you'd have to pick somebody on the East Coast and
right.
have sex with their wife and talk about it.
Wow. I'm gonna have to hear about that later. That's messed. I'm not gonna even comment on that because there's somebody, a singer that I want to do a song with. I don't want her to take offense to that.
Hey, I'm saying that you gonna be Pac, you know, copy him. You gotta find some rapper on the East Coast wife, have sex with her, and then this one's like, yeah, I got your wife.
I love the East Coast. I got something I'm working on, you know, with some of the East Coast artists. So,
as a hip hop guy myself, you know, either way, I don't care. I mean, I love a dope artist, all the rest of that stuff. It don't matter where you're from. You could be from Timbuktu too. Can you spit?
Exactly. But on that note, though, that was a hard-ass diss song that Pac did. Oh, my God. Yeah, that hit him up. I don't know if it'll be another song like that. I think between that and DJ Quick Dollar and Sense and Ice Cube No Vaseline, those got to be some of the hardest diss songs ever. So, yeah, that hit him up with something.
Well, I may be a little bit more old school than you, but the whole MC Light 10% diss.
Oh, that's funny that you mentioned MC Light. I'm going to just shut up on that, but go ahead.
Yeah, that was kind of tough, you know.
No, MC Light is one of the dopest to ever do it. I mean, gosh, I mean, woman, God, whatever. It's just her lyrically. She's a beast.
Oh, yeah. I have everything MC Light ever put out. She was hard. We'll just say that.
Yeah, she's one of my influences. I like it.
Yeah. So now, off hip hop here for a second, and I don't know if you followed that Adrian Peterson thing. They banned him for a whole year.
Oh, the verdict finally came down today.
Yeah. He got banned for a whole year.
You know. All I can say, he's coming back next year. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't want to say what's just and what's not just on the whole year. If it was a few games, really, it's only like what 7 more games left or 6 more games left, something like that. Maybe 8 at the most.
6 games left. So I mean, but still, the fact I just have an issue with you put him up there with something. Like a guy like Ray Rice, who he's on.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you know what? I thought about that. Yeah, it wasn't Ray Rice. I mean, Adrian Peterson, he spanked his child.
Right.
So, right. I don't think it should have been a year, you know. I mean, before back in the day, I mean, we were getting our, you know, asses with, you know, with
right.
shoes and, you know, and belts and everything.
Whatever.
But, you know, that's how you got raised in the 80s and 90s. You know, now they done switched up the game.
Right. Now you got all these serial killers blowing up and shooting all
the
right.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
No, I don't think you should have got suspended for the whole year. If it was a Ray Rice situation, yeah, that was just disgusting what Ray Rice did. But Adrian Peterson, no, I think that was a little bit too much.
Right. But, you know, I'm on record saying I don't understand it.
No, I can see that. I'm very much against child abuse completely. You know,
right.
God, how serious I am with that. But with this situation, I think I don't think it touched overboard to child abuse. You know, so
right. I mean, it was just a parent who got a little carried away. You know,
right.
It was in them situation where you just talk to him. Look, man, you can't be doing that. That's too much.
Right.
And
right.
That's it. You know, I mean, the whole fourth season, and they ruined the man's reputation over something that I'm guessing that he feels really sorry about from the jump.
Right.
When he
right.
saw it. But whatever. We gonna get back on you, man. what's going to happen now? I mean, you got the mixtape out. You doing any touring? You talking about your new album coming out that you want to do like a whole album. What's that looking like?
I didn't even mention the album. I'm not going to verify or deny that I'm doing that right now. Because I don't want nobody to know for sure.
I don't deny. Come on, man.
I told you, people listening. Trust me, it is. I didn't already know two celebs right now that's listening, and they're not going to say it, so I don't want them to know, but it's different people that's listening right now, and I don't want to verify for sure, you know, so it's good. Right now, I'm working on a situation. I will say that. I'm working on a few projects, but I haven't even been touring. I haven't been doing any shows because I was just so focused on the Tupac role, and I was just directing videos off of my mixtape, doing that, and then directing other people's videos and setting up treatments for that. I've basically been behind the scenes because I was more focused on the Tupac movie. Like, they still haven't announced it, or I still haven't got word, but, you know, I'm going up against a couple people that have been in the movie. Do they look like him? The one that they said maybe a front runner now. I think I bounced up to the front runner once, but do they look like him? I would say no. Do I think they act like him? No, but I'm not going to hate on any person due to divide and conquer because we got enough of that. So whoever they pick, that's who they pick on the politics, and it could be me and everything. So
well,
what I hear is a lot.
I hope they pick you. I hope they pick you because
that's what I've been
hang out on the set because I'm going to come up there and fake stalk you.
That sounds all good, you know. It sounds. I hope they pick me too, you know, because I'm gonna go hard like I go hard at anything, and you know, like I said, it's rare that you can find an artist that looks like him and been vouched by all the Tupac friends, you know. Pretty much, I done did everything with most of Tupac friends, you know, like DJ Quick, the Outlaws, the Ice-T, you know. Corrupt. You know, it's a lot of different people that had already vouched for me. I can go on. I'll probably miss some people. So
they're going to mess around. They're going to have Eminem as a Tupac.
Right. That's why I don't want to give it away to some people that I know of. Like, I went to Too Short's party, you know, like maybe a month ago or a month and a half ago. I was at Too Short's party, and there's a bunch of celebs there, and I was interviewing people, you know, on the red carpet, like, who was it? It was a Diddy's TV there, Ray J. I got an interview with him, Avion Glover, gosh, Cedric the Entertainer. It was now I'm just naming names because we were all there and I was doing interviews with different of them, you know, different one of them. And it was just about Too Short just opened up a studio out there, a radio show out there, a place where you could shoot videos in his own label. So I was out there with them mingling, but I met one of the guys, I'm not going to say which camp he's from, but that they were considering, because he's been in movies, that they were saying, okay, he's a front runner now for the Pac movie. But it's funny, because they wanted us to take a picture together, and while we were there, it was nobody coming up to him, like the family guest that was there, and none of the celebrities were there. I'm on the red carpet chilling with, you know, some of the celebrities, but nobody came up to him. It was funny. I was just laughing, like, damn, and I wasn't even trying to be Pac. I was dressed in my regular clothes and went, we took the pic, you know, it was security coming up to me. They're like, damn, you know, I knew Pac, and you look just like him. He was like, man, you got to be going up for the movie. He was like, you look just like him, a spitting image. It was like so many people that came up to me and did that, and I watched him, and I'm like, you're supposed to be the front runner now, because he told me when he took the pic, he was like, I know who you are. He was like, I fuck with you on the Tupac stuff. It's going to be me or you who get it. So that's what I knew, that I was a threat to some people's politics.
All right. Well, like I said, I hope you get it. But I want you to tell people where they can see Raj Hills, who's going
to
be the next.
Just go to RajHills.com, RajHills.com. You know, I got a lot of stuff coming. I just don't want to give it away, but I think a lot of people are going to be surprised for 2015. I'm working on stuff. I would say look for new music, look for new videos, and just look for a lot of new stuff. But it's on the way. It's going to surprise you.
No, it's not, because you're going to text me and email me. So
yeah, you already know. He gonna be like, you working with who? That's what I do. I always hit him up or a few people, and I'll be like, yeah, I just did this song with this. But I don't want people to know, because honestly, if I am working on an album, it's my album is gonna be like, nobody did it in hip hop. That's what I am. And some people, you hear people say, oh yeah, it's like that, but no. The way I'm doing it, the format, the way I'm doing it, it hasn't been done like that. And that's why I don't want to tell nobody if I am or what I'm working on, because the format is going to shock people alone. It's going to be like, how the hell did he think of that?
Well, hey, hold on a second, man. You got a caller here. Caller, you're on the air. Smooth Drama, how you doing?
Hey. So I was listening. I wondered, well, I started to ask if you hung out with Digital Underground, too, but I'm thinking they may just be underground now, so.
Wow, that was a good question. I'm sorry, you know, that I did not mention them. I did hang out with them. I got pictures of them. It's on the internet and everything. Money B is so cool. Like, after I did the Tupac tribute for Power 106 with DJ Quick, as soon as I got off stage, Money B was standing right there. Quick, it invited him there. You know how awe-dropping that just was for me to get off stage and one of Pac's closest homeboys, and when it brought him in there, that he wouldn't even been in Juice without Money B. It was because Money B was the one that was actually getting auditioned for that movie. So to see him there and then tell me stories, being him just backstage with Quick, telling me stories about Tupac, and thank you for bringing a piece of my brother back to me, said, it just touched his heart. And then we just all kicked it and just dragged me, him, and Quick, and Layla, the big California Love video on Black Tone. It was just fun. So, yeah, I have met Digital Underground, and I met Shy G at Ice-T show. Me and Ice-T did a show together, and Shy G came in, and I was like, wow. So, but Money B sat there and talked with me, and I met him on a couple occasions, and that guy is just a great guy overall. And he didn't have to sit there and give me so much game about the music industry, who not to trust, how to make money, how it's hard not to make money. So, yeah, I met them, and it was great, very great to meet somebody that close to Tupac.
So,
and that's good, and that's also good that you're sharing that, too, because so many people think that they're coming up or they're doing this and that and they're not helping anybody else, but that's the only way that anybody's going to make it is to bring someone along with you.
No, it's the truth, and I'm very fortunate and blessed and appreciative of the legends that have did that, because trust me, they don't have to. You know, they still eating and they still working, and a lot of people in the industry won't do it. So I have to thank DJ Quick and Black Tone for really doing it, because it wasn't until DJ Quick told all of these artists that, okay, this is my boy and I'm dealing with him, I'm going to put him out there and put his name out there, that really they started accepting me. They knew of me and they loved me. But when a legend like that who's worked with everybody says that, then it opens up everybody's ears and says, okay, he must be legit, because Quick is not going to put his name out there. I mean, if you just think about it, when's the last time Quick's put his name on any new artist like that or did that? So that's a blessing.
Okay.
And thank you, caller, for your call and your question.
Thank you. Anytime. Good night.
Good night. That was a very good question she had.
Yeah, well, you know, we try to have informative callers here.
Definitely. Ask about Digital Underground, because if anybody knows Tupac, they're the one who put him in the game. If it wasn't for Digital Underground, it wouldn't have been a Tupac that everybody knew. So that was a good question.
True. So since you're not going to confirm or deny anything, you really ain't got no more use for you, man.
You know what? Off air, off record, you know, I hit you up, I talk to you, you know, and let you know. But, you know, I can't do it right now, because that's the last thing I want people to know, not preparing, because everybody thinks that, okay, he's so focused on the movie, which I am. And, you know, if I get the role, I go hard at everything. So I'm going to lose myself into the character. I wouldn't be thinking about any other projects and all that. I would want to get it right, because I'm so passionate about Pac, and I'm passionate about everything. So I want Afeni to smile. I want people to have that product. Because you know what it is? That's a touchy subject, is where people are going to be like, if you ain't going to do it right, then don't do it. So it's going to be people that hate and love you. I want them to see, like, damn, he is the embodiment of Tupac. And, you know, and that's what I would.
It sounds like you're doing your research. And
oh, yeah, definitely.
for the role and that you've done your research and everything else. And once again, I think you're going to get it. I hope you get it because I'll be gravy training trying to hang out on set. On that note, once again, tell people where they can catch you before you go, man. Once again, tell them where.
Catch me at rodchills.com, RAJHILLS.com, you know, and you can see everything, my videos, my music, you get all the news that's coming on me, and of course, I'm on all the social media, but you can click on everything from there, the Instagram, the Facebooks, the Twitters, all of that stuff, and just the music, but my website, I give it to you all, or Google me like some people say, Google me, and you'll find everything, but rodchills.com, RAJHILLS.com, and I'm so looking forward to the future. Now I'm ready. I'm ready now because I got the time to actually travel and do it. So,
all right. Well, hey, man, as always, it's good hollering at you. Now, I want you to come back in March because we're going to get our March Madness on. You know, I want to do a whole March Madness thing. So, you know, come back. We're going to talk basketball.
Oh, yeah, by the time March comes, I have something special for you then. You'll know by that time, but, yeah, that's around the time something big comes.
All right. I look forward to having you back, man.
Sounds good. You have a good one, fam. Thanks to all the listeners that paid attention and took out their time in their life to, you know, listen to what I got to say. So it's all good. Thank you. Smooth drama.
All right, man. You're looking out all here. Right. We're going you back again.
Oh, you know it for sure, fam. You have a good night.
All right, you too, man. Peace. All right, y'all. That was my man Rod Hill in the building. Looking like he might be the lead in the next Tupac movie. We hope so. Cause like I said, I'm gravy training. I'm gonna be hanging out on the studio. Just, you know, groupie style. Anyway, we gonna take a break here, and since we on the West Coast, we gonna just keep it West Coast Cali style, but not Cali, but Cali. This is my man Cali West Coast. Pedal to the floor.
Face to music, I'm bearing my soul, flowing for more than your amusement. In all honesty, this is honestly the realest I'ma be. So expect a little more than just a comedy. Let's get it started, fire in the hole, gunfire, it's a goal. Run tied when it's fun, sun wide and it's strong. Baby fiending for the vital, like a drunk bum fiending for a hollow cup of liquor. He just swallowed in the gulp. So it's money on my mental. I gotta feed the fam. Got a 9 to 5, 5 to 9 aluminum cans. Side hustle just to make an extra dollar and a half. Money gone soon as I get it, so I gotta make it last. Lane fast, or left this freeway on the tilt. Now they move in my direction, a delay on the field. The way I was built, swerving on the 110 south. When my people stay in the gutter like Oscar the Grouch. I'm going to the pedal and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, hitting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the motto where we go. Like a race car driver on the road. I put my foot to the pedal and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, hitting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the motto where we go. Like a race car driver on the road. Yeah, a killer on the track, that's proven. Never mind a high rhyme, I'm generating a movement. My generation moving, the homie Blaine said this is grown man music. We here to improve it. I know I'm alive while you're in the gas pedal, about to spark the triple 20s when you're shooting darts. Maybe not the obvious pick, these days blame tricks. Catch a dang fade, laid up quick. I put my money where my mouth is, I'm about this. Keep it real, you the type to talk tough, call the flashes and squeal. I know the deal, suckers are lame. I had to throw the signal on and get up out of that lane. I'm on that dirty fish tank, rap with no filter. Straight to the mic for the soul. Got your eardrums live with a blow. For the cash, like a sash in a roll. A maniac with the flow. It's Jack Torrance with an axe to the dough. I put my foot to the pedal and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, hitting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the motto where we go. Like a race car driver on the road. I put my foot to the pedal and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, hitting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the motto where we go. Like a race car driver on the road. really on the verge of making a break. I've been known to keep it gritty with collabs. Hit me for a 16, I murdered a scene. You made a mistake. Listen, homie, I'm a rider and a real, recognized by the fake. It's only phony saying on me, always changing their stories. Won't let it faze me. That's word to the family that raised me. Hop in walls and backyards while the hoes chase me. The G-boy boogie on records like he a needle. They falling out of the track like fat in the chick speedos. I stays on point, blaze your joints to stoner. See me steal your limelight and put it in my corona. I'm from the long haul, I know it's been a minute. In fact, I'm probably feeling for the man of many hats. I'm back, peace to Uptown. Seed in 2013, what's up now? You missing them, for you we pouring cups, huh? I put my foot to the pedal and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, hitting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the motto where we go. Like a race car driver on the road. I put my foot to the pedal and the pedal to the flow. Got my hands on the wheel, hitting corners on the floor. Can't stop, won't stop, that's the motto where we go. Like a race car driver on the road.
With your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was my man, Kali. Pedal to the flow. And speaking of pedal to the floor, man, Detroit. Detroit just went through a little bankruptcy exit plan. I don't know exactly how that goes, but supposedly a judge cleared Detroit to emerge from their bankruptcy. As part of their turnaround plan, where they implore the people to move past their anger, and supposedly this plan calls for cutting the pensions of 12,000 non-public safety retirees by 4.5%, and spending $1.7 billion to demolish thousands of blighted buildings to make the city safer and improve long-neglected basic services. And I'm like, so I can take like $1,000, go down to Detroit, and I can like buy me some property? I mean, how does that go? You know, they're bankruptcy, that means everything gotta go. You can buy a city. See, you know, I mean, cause everybody get bailed out. When me and my Uncle Larry gonna get bailed out? I'm just saying, we bailing out a whole U.S. city now. The city ain't gotta pay their bills. They can take people's pension, just a piece of their pension. And they can take money to demolish buildings that they built that are no good, that they let go into disarray, so that some private businessmen can come in and make a whole lot of money off of poor folks. Because that's kind of what that sounds like. But maybe I don't know nothing. I just think it's funny. You let a... You know, the population has plummeted. It used to be like 1.2 million people up like 1980. There was 1.2 million people in Detroit. Now there's like 688,000. You know, and while all these folks is hailing this milestone as a fresh start for the city, it's like, come on. So now is industry going to come back to Detroit? You gonna build some malls, throw a Walmart and McDonald's in there, and folks be able to live off that? I mean, because as it stands, because all the industry being taken away, it's folks who are living there who trying to get by on less than $20,000 a year. And, you know, at the same time, they're cutting your pension. So if you was there and you was working, I mean, that's something that you've been saving for, and now that's gone, and that's cool. I don't know. It sounds kind of funny and fishy to me. While at the same time, you know, our president, you know, that guy that a lot of people voted for because he was a different shade of skin, authorized the U.S. military to deploy 1,500 additional troops to help train and advise Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting the Islamic State militants, and it's only going to cost $5.6 billion, which includes that $1.6 billion for the new Iraq Train and Equip Fund. Yeah. I'm thinking that 1.6 could have gone into Detroit to make Detroit prettier, as well as a lot of these other inner cities. I mean, spread out that 1.6 billion that you're throwing into another country that we thought that we supposed to be done with. I mean, hey, the war is over. You're supposed to withdraw the troops, but now the troops ain't withdrawn, and they're spending money that don't belong to you to somewhere else when that money should be here. We pay the taxes, right? So that money should be here. That's neither here nor there. Because, I mean, even when you're here, like Ms. Brown, who had to petition the UN for justice for her son. I mean, everybody knows about the Ferguson thing by now. And she had to petition the UN because there's no justice here in the United States for the actual citizens. I mean, and for me, myself, as a black man, there's a premium on this because, hey, we know we're a target for no reason whatsoever, just because. So there are certain things that I can't do in this free society. As if I'm playing with my BB gun outside, I could be taken off the set by a cop and he'll say I had a real gun, whatnot. And there's no redress here in the state, so you have to take it to the UN. You have to take it to the UN. Think about that. No redress here. I mean, the rioting and all that stuff been going on forever there, because everyone knows that our lives mean nothing. So we can be killed. There's no redress. We can't get justice in the country that we're in. Not that that's a shock, being that that's historically what it's been. And on that note, I want to thank my man Raj Hills for coming in, hollering, and giving us some info. Special shout out to all my listeners. Thank you for listening. I'm Smooth Drama, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.